How many lace makers I've known in the course of my life. Ah, this is a nice photo, isn't it? Here you can see different types of cushions. Ours are these long ones. Please feel free to touch them. But I should mention that before we started working on them, we had to have very clean hands. Please remember. The bobbins make a noise. What a nice sound they make. When I was little, there were 30,000 women employed in this work in Catalonia. Yes, women. It was a woman's job. The 19th century, the century I was born and during which I lived most of my life, was outstanding for the number of women in this occupation. They were able to work with a variety of techniques, and it was thanks to them that Catalonia had a lace-making industry. Lacemakers were an essential part of this because the final result was a work of art, and not everyone knew how to do the same thing. There are lacemakers who make meters and meters of lace, but there are only a few who know how to make good blonde lace, fine thread lace, or a Valenciennes lace. And age? No, age has nothing to do with it. Obviously, some started at a very early age, and that was quite a normal thing, to keep the girls occupied. As they gained experience, we could give them more work, and they could help contribute to the family finances. I've lived through quite a few economic crises, and I can assure you that on more than one occasion, this income has made it possible for them to put a hot dinner on the table. The Casa Castells would supply them with the patterns and the thread, and the lace makers would weave the lace and return the canes to us, that's to say the meters of lace they had made, and we would pay them the price we had agreed. If you like, stay here for a little while to look through and touch whatever takes your fancy. I'll wait for you at the end of the hall on the left. I'd like to talk to you about some extraordinary women.